Thank you for joining us on this belated edition of From the Hoop. Thank you, RSN News, for taking us over into the to the hearings of Donald Trump. And now vote one has been done. Now vote two is next week, so they may stall us next week. But that was a good coverage by RSN News. How is your Friday doing? A lot of stuff to talk about today. The biggest for me this morning was watching that 10 NFL players are going, ex-NFL players are going to jail. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Lamar Jackson train. At some point in time, will this going, is it going to end? The Ravens beat the Jets on Thursday night in a sleeper last night, 42-21. We'll also talk about the Burrow train. Why Joe Burrow is going to win the Heisman tomorrow night. He won the Offensive Player of the Year last night. And why the Cincinnati Bengals will let go of Andy Dalton to get him there. We'll also talk about that. We'll also talk about the big MLB, big MLB signings. Anthony Rendon, who was the catalyst in beating his hometown in the World Series, signs a multi-year deal with the Angels, and you won't believe how much he's getting. It's more than what you think. Also, your takes on this weekend's football games as well. And also, we'll talk, get some stuff from your mailbag from Twitter at from Dahoop. And thank you very much for joining me. It is Friday. Let's go to this top story. I always thought that he was probably a great running back when he was playing in the NFL. Clinton Portis was, to me, he was probably, if I played somebody in a fantasy football league or something like that, Clinton Portis was the guy that I really wanted. Well, former Washington Redskins running back Clint Portis, who among 10 former NFL players, were charged Thursday in a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud the league's healthcare benefit program by submitting false claims for medical equipment. Now, Portis turned himself in this morning as authorities in Miami-Dade County showed up to his door at around 6 a.m. Eastern. Now, Portis is not the only one. There is named three other named players. One of the other named players is Carlos Rogers, who played with Portis with the Redskins. I'm going to be really honest with you. I know he's going to make a plea on it. He's going to make an initial court appearance late Friday in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County is where he was living. Now, players were charged in two separate indictments filed before federal court in Kentucky. Now, this is basically accusing them of conspiracy. One of the other players, besides Carlos Rogers, that they may have already arrested, could be former Atlanta Falcons receiver, star receiver Roddy White. Very good friends with Portis. Oh, boy. I'm gonna be honest with you. If you wanted to defraud the league that maybe made you a Hall of Famer or you were a Hall of Fame inductee, you might want to keep yourself clean after football is over with. I mean, really selling your equipment. Yes. We'll keep on top of this because I really think that this is really a, to me, it's kind of like a shot in the head, pretty much. Rogers then was arrested sometime this morning at his home in just outside of St. Louis. He was arrested as well, so his court appearance will be also in St. Louis as well. It's a sad day, and Roger Goodell said this is a sad day for the NFL. Some of the best players that we had in the league back in the 90s and early 2000s are a part of this fiasco. Unbelievable. Sad news also from the NFL. Ex-Saints linebacker, great Vaughn Johnson, dies at 57. Cause of death is unknown. Johnson played with the Saints between 1989 and 1997. Johnson had a total of 30 career sacks with the Saints, and he was on he was on that team that was actually before Drew Brees had got there, and he was with that team, those playoff teams when Jim Moore was coaching that ball, was coaching a ball club at the time. Again, Vaughn Johnson dead at 57. Also, this in from the NBA, former Commissioner David Stern is resting comfortably in a New York hospital. The 74-year-old Stern, the former commissioner of the league, and the longest tenured commissioner of the league, had been rushed to a New York hospital this morning because of a brain hemorrhage. They said he's actually in stable condition right now, but they're still running some tests on him. Stern was the commissioner from 1970 all the way until his retirement in 2012. Let's go to the Thursday night football game. If you ever put a if you ever put a Thursday night football game like this on TV, please let me not be the first one to tell you. Let me know if the New York Jets are playing, so I can go ahead and maybe watch Sesame Street reruns or something. This was ridiculous. Lamar Jackson looked like he was falling asleep and just threw five touchdowns last night. I'm not knocking the Jets. I'm not knocking their style of defense, their style of play. It's just that they just don't have it. They have tons of missing pieces that they'll find in the intermediate future and during draft. But when you really take a look at this whole situation, I'm going to be honest with you. At some point in time, the Lamar Jackson train has to start losing football games before they get to, they have to lose football games before they get to the playoffs. If they don't, They're gonna run that course with Pittsburgh, New England. New England, as you know, went undefeated and lost the Super Bowl to 9-7 New York. One, two, the Pittsburgh Steelers were 15-1, and they lost to Jacksonville after blowing a 20 to 30 point lead, and Leonard Fournette running over them for 200 yards back about a few years back. I don't want that to happen to the Baltimore Ravens. Not saying that LeVar Jackson can't take them all the way into the championship with just two losses. I just don't think that you're going to win a slew load of ball games by just actually running over people in the playoffs. And then, because it's going to get hard in the playoffs. They're going to read Lamar Jackson. They're going to read his reads. They're going to read how he runs. They're going to read how the offense shifts a lot during the pistol. They're going to read it. 1-800-333-7171. That's a toll-free number. On, local number 713-320-1650. Don't forget the Heisman Trophy will come on tomorrow night on ESPN and ABC tomorrow night, or I just call it the Joe Burrow Awards Show. Burrow's going to win that one. He's going to be the number one draft pick in the NFL draft. Now, not knocking Chase and Trevor and the other and the quarterback from Ohio State. Not knocking those guys. Joe Burrow for me has had probably one of the most best statement years ever by beating Alabama, by beating some really major ball clubs. And Joe Burrow has had stats that would make you think he would be an NFL number one quarterback, a number one pick. I could be wrong. But that's tomorrow night. The coverage starts at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC and ESPN, with the actual trophy being given around close to 9 o'clock Eastern time and close to 8 o'clock Central. So watch that tomorrow. Chase Young might be his second, might be really the closest to Burrow. Young will be another number one draft pick. I think a lot, somebody's needing a great defensive lineman. The linebacker will probably get it in the first round. Hey, you listen to From the Hoop right here on the RSN and Rebirth Sports Network. Also, don't forget to join us for Street and Sports coming up in January. We will have Greg Goods, myself, also Tegler Hubbard, and also Lyric Walker. We're going to cover all the sports, but all the sports that you don't normally hear about, from HBCUs to also to NBA, regular NBA roundtable, and also some of the news of the week that we are also going to debate on as well. So Street Sports coming up in January on the RSN and Rebirth Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to actually take a look at the BCS. We're going to take a look at why do I think that Clemson may not be the national champion this year, and why LSU and Joe Burrow may just take it all. Also, we'll get you ready for your NFL weekend. Why are trap games necessary when you're trying to get to the playoffs? Will the San Francisco 49ers be the next victim? We'll see. Come back, stick and stay right here on From the Hoop. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. This is the Rebirth Sports Network. This is the Rebirth Sports Network, Houston, Sacramento, San Francisco.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, there's good news. Recently, the IRS announced changes to its tax debt forgiveness program, which allows consumers more opportunity for tax relief than ever before. For those eligible, the IRS may accept a settlement of 75% less than before these changes. Here's the reality. The IRS can be brutal. They have the power to garnish your paychecks, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. We're Optima Tax Relief. And this is an actual case document from the IRS where our client settled $46,000 for just over $15,000. This client made the call to get their tax situation cleaned up, and now so can you. To help you qualify for the new IRS program guidelines, we'll give you a free copy of our step-by-step guide, which includes three things you should never say to the IRS. Now more than ever, you owe it to yourself to call and see if you qualify. Call Optima Tax Relief today for your free guide and free consultation. Call 800-536-0587. That's 800-536-0587.
This is the Rebirth Sports Network. This is the Rebirth Sports Network. Now, you're back to From the Hoop, right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. Thank you for joining me on From the Hoop. I'm your host, the Coach Michael Lewis, 1-800-333-7171. That's a nationwide number. Our local hour, it is 713-320-1650. Happy Friday to you. I really think that for some reason or another, I think this national championship game is going to come down to Clemson and LSU. Not knocking Oklahoma and not knocking Ohio State. They're good ball clubs. It's just for some reason there's just a completeness to Clemson. There's a completeness to LSU, and I don't know why. But some reason or another, when I see Coach Bergeron for LSU, this guy seems to have... I mean, he has a motivation over their defense. Their defense is a swarming defense. One of the guys on the defensive side of the football, as you probably know, is Odell Beckham's cousin. And on the other side is the Honey Badger's nephew. So you know they're coming from some good football genes. On the front line is Marcus Spears' son. So, I'm going to be honest with you. LSU probably has one of the most definitely defensive defensive sets ever. But then when you look at it, though, from every single angle, though, Clemson does too. This is going to be, to me, I think LSU and Clemson is going to be the national championship game. Like I said, I'm not knocking Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts is great. I think their offense is great. But Hurts is the only one that has really that pedigree as far as winning a championship, winning a national championship, so on and so forth. How do we say that we're going to see Clemson, you know, that it will be something else different? Maybe Oklahoma, Ohio State championship? We can see that. Chase Young playing the best football of his life. Number three pick, probably the first round. But I just don't see Oklahoma. I just don't see Ohio State because past Chase Young, really, that secondary just looks a little suspect. We can only see that. But I for some reason or other, it's the Joe Burrow award show this weekend, and it's the Joe Burrow BCS championship for him to win or lose. Trevor Lawrence is going to bring it. I mean, Etienne is going to bring it. But I just think for some reason that Joe Burrow is just going to be showcasing himself as a number one, a true number one. Oh, excuse me. And wins the Heisman. I think the really big thing about the whole situation with that is that the BCS finally got it right. We all wanted to see Tua actually get hurt. But we have to take a look at it from a standpoint, though. These guys weren't, even with Tua was not hurt, I don't think Alabama really would have actually been in this conversation. I just don't think they had the team that really, yes, they had Ridley number two, but really, I just don't think they had really the offensive juggernaut that they had when Hurts was there and it was Tugler over Hurts. It just didn't happen. Best wishes to Tua on that. Let's move to the NFL. This weekend, there's a lot of good games this weekend. I mean, you can't deny that. Minnesota-Chicago. I think it's Minnesota-Chicago, Minnesota-Green Bay. A lot of clinching scenarios in the NFL this weekend. This weekend. And we already have, one team that has already clinched, and that is... the New Orleans Saints and Baltimore, they clinched theirs last night with their victory over the Jets in a sleeper. But there are some games that I'm concerned about. One is my favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know why I'm concerned about this game. But what happened to the Houston Texans can happen to the 49ers as well. I'm going to be honest with you. And this is an interesting game because it pits the former coach, or the former offensive coordinator, who actually was given the the right of failure for their not running the ball when they played New England here in our home base in Houston in the Super Bowl. Atlanta versus the New England Patriots. And Atlanta had a lead. They had a commanding 28-3 lead, and then Tom Brady, as you know, did Tom Brady things because he had a full team at that time. He had Hogan. He had, you know, he had Hogan. He had Amendola. He had Gronk. You know, he had a decent defense. But in all actuality, though, everything was different. Now, the Patriots, they'll win their game. They're at Cincinnati or loser Natty. And they're, or at Burrow Natty, I might as well call it that. Because, you know, even though they the Bengals have played well the last 2 weeks, I just don't see Tom Brady, the Brady Bunch, losing three in a row. There's Bears Packers. A good game to really want to watch out for will be the Tennessee Titans versus the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans could have never thought about having a schedule like this where two games against Tennessee mean a whole lot. Hey, let's see. Two games for Tennessee and Houston may mean a whole lot for the season, because here's the big part about it is, even if one of these two teams sweeps each other, they're going to have to get help from Pittsburgh. The only team that cannot tie Pittsburgh in this situation is Houston. I mean, it's Tennessee, because Tennessee lost to Pittsburgh. Houston would have to sweep every single game of the two games here and then win their middle game. If Houston wins their three, they will finish at illustrious, let's say an illustrious, I believe, 10-6. Or 9-7, I think 10-6. If Houston loses one of them, or loses both of them to Tennessee, their season's done. Do you talk about a Bill O'Brien fire? Ooh, that sounds interesting. Let's go on that. That's an interesting game, because that's gonna be in Nashville at 12 noon. Central 1 Eastern. We'll watch. That's one game to watch. Derrick Henry's been on the tear the last 3 weeks. Broncos, Chiefs, pretty much that's a game where you can pretty much say the Chiefs have won the West. The Broncos have improved, so Chiefs don't lay down and play like the Texans did last week at home, because this Broncos team is better than the 5-8 record that you show. Dolphins, Giants, pretty much a game that's a trash game. Just watching who's going to pick who, wherever, in what position. Eagles, Redskins, an interesting game for the Eagles because of the team that's playing later on. You know, Seahawks, Panthers, that's a game the Seahawks need to keep in pace with the 49ers. Jaguars, Raiders, more critical for Oakland than Jacksonville. Jacksonville has played well, but it's more critical for Oakland, because they're still on the back door looking in. One more victory, one more loss, and they're done. They can, the only best they can do is 8-8 before they go to Vegas. Cardinals, Browns, two former teammates playing against each other. Should be a pretty good game between Murray and Mayfield. But, you know, two teams are not going anywhere, but it's going to be an interesting game between two ex-teammates. Vikings, Chargers. This is a game I think Minnesota fans might want to pray about, because the Vikings, if they lose this game, their positioning in the NFC is really going to change the trajectory of the wild card. And I don't even know what to tell you, but I'll reflect back to the two games. The next game I'm going to actually talk about is the Rams and how about them idiots? They still think they're going to Super Bowl. Some reason or another. The Cowboys and the Rams play at Arlington at 3:25 Central. Now, that game's on Fox. I'm going to be honest with you. And here's the thing. The Cowboys is more of a must-win situation for them than it is the Rams. The Rams have to play their rivals the next week, the 49ers. the 49ers are going to try to stay in pace to be 14-2 so they can keep that number one spot. For the Rams, it's critical for them because they're 9-6 9-6, and they want to get to that 10th win because they know there are other people that are ahead of them. Minnesota's one that they can't tie. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the Dallas Cowboys will probably find a way to lose this football game. This is going to be an interesting one. It'll be an interesting one. Another one, Sunday night should be a pretty interesting game. Bills and the Steelers. Now, the reason why I say this is interesting, for the Buffalo Bills, a win for them can move them at least into either the fourth spot, probably the fourth spot of the AFC wild card. I don't know why, but for some reason or other, it's bringing them into the fourth seed. It could be good for them, but you know they'll still have to travel somewhere to the AFC South champion. For the Steelers, it's been a great run for them. But how do we make this work to get into the wild card? Beat the Bills, and you may have that inside track to the number four seed. We'll see. Colts and Saints, pretty much Colts are done. They're out of it. Saints, they're just trying to play the season out so they can position themselves for the NFL playoffs in the AFC. As you probably know, inactives, major inactives. Calvin Ridley for the Atlanta Falcons is actually out for the rest of the year. Julio Jones may not play against the 49ers as well. And also, Will Fuller may be a game-time decision for the Houston Texans as they take on their critical game in Nashville versus the Titans. We come back and we go on the flip side of the top of the hour. We're going to talk more about the NFL, get you caught up on the latest news and stories, and we'll get your thoughts from the mailbag right here on From the Hoop, right here on the Reverb Sports Network. With the coach, Michael Lewis, stay close on this Friday. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. This is the Reverb Sports Network. Hi, this is the coach Michael Lewis. Are you enjoying all of the Reverb Sports Network programming? Well, if you can, go to Anchor FM. Listen to it there and subscribe. You can catch all of the action, or if you miss an episode, you can listen to it there. It's Anchor FM, where you can do your own show. Hi, this is the coach Michael Lewis for LA Fitness. LA Fitness is a great place where you can go and get a great workout in. They have all amenities and great facilities there, great childcare, and great aerobics classes. Go to www.lafitness.com and get yourself a new you for 2020.
They say exercise is a science, but at 24-Hour Fitness, we know it's all about finding your passion. So do more dancing, daring, toning up, throwing down. So many studio classes included, and instructors that always have your back will help you do fitness your way. So you can't wait to do more. Find your club and get started at 24hourfitness.com.
This is the Reverb Sports Network. Hi, this is the coach Michael Lewis. Don't forget to join us in January for the premiere of our new show, Street Sports. It is a two-hour field podcast with great news, insights, and also opinions from some great sports personalities. Join myself and Taylor Hubbard and also Lyric Walker and Gregory Goods. It is the best show on the planet. Get your news and your opinions about today's sports and It'll be some great fun. Don't forget to join us, Street and Sports, coming this January, right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. We'll see you then. This is the Rebirth Sports Network. KRBH FM, Houston, Sacramento, San Francisco. The following is a sports presentation of the Rebirth Sports Network and RSN Sports. You're back on From the Hoop with the coach Michael Lewis. Get in and talk to the coach now at 1-800-333-7171 or in our local hour at 1-800 or at 1-713-320-1650. Now from the WeWork.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's the coach Michael Lewis. Thank you for listening on the top of our noon hour in the Central Time Zone and 1 p.m. on the Eastern Time Zone and in the Western Time Zone. Good morning as well out to you on the 10 a.m. time zone. It is From the Hoop on this Friday. I'm just truly the coach, Michael Lewis, with you. 1-800-333-7171. That's if you want to call nationwide. If you want to call locally, it's 1-713-320-1650. I'm nasally. I am still recovering with Halls, and I'm doing the show. Thank you for listening also on Facebook Live Audio and also on Periscope and also Anchor FM. Thank you very much for listening to us. We have a lot of sports to carry to talk about. We're running a little late today because of the fact that President Trump impeachment hearings. One more vote to go, and we'll probably be off the air again sometime or late coming on the air next week. Don't forget, I wanted to let you know about a new show that's coming up called Street and Sports. It's an informative 2-hour program. A lot of sports to cover. We're going to talk about sports you may never talk about. We'll talk about athletes you may never talk about. We'll talk about HBCUs and their problems as well. All that and more. Join myself, T. Lee Hubbard. Also, Lyric Walker and Greg Goods is Street and Sports coming up in January right here on the Rebirth Sports Network. You can listen to us on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and also Spotify Podcasts as well. Let's go talk about the NFL. Here's the reason why I think the Dallas Cowboys should not even be in the playoffs. Even if they were to win the East, they shouldn't even be thought of. Somebody else should take their place. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen a team that can be so underachieving as far as a record is concerned to go to the playoffs since the Seattle Seahawks years back when he had Sean Alexander. You're talking about a team that walked into the playoffs, won the West at 7-9. I think this might have been Pete Carroll's second year there. How in the world can you come up and tell me for some reason or another that somebody can tell me that a 7-9 football team could go to the Super Bowl and play Jerome Bettis and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who defeated them, and they didn't do too bad job. I mean, it was just really that Bettis touchdown that was pretty much it. Ben Roethlisberger didn't even have really a good game. This was in Detroit. Are we looking at the fact that Jerry Jones is still thinking, we win this football game, we're going to beat the Rams. We win this football game, we're going to head to the Super Bowl. Jerry, Jason Garrett is still your head coach. In the history of the Dallas Cowboys, you have never had, except for Tom Landry, you really have never had an actual football coach that actually was that you hired that did not come out of college. except for Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. That's the last time you won a Super Bowl. So for you Cowboy fans are thinking that winning a Super Bowl is going to be sometime this year or something like that, you forget about it. There's so much dissension in Big D right now that I don't even think that J.R. Ewing, a roll over his grave, is agreeing with what's going on. I think the really sad part about the whole situation is that you have people that are, the Dallas Cowboys are, they're thinking that the Dallas Cowboys can still beat the 49ers and still beat the Saints. They can still beat the Seahawks if they had to play them in the first round. Newsflash, no. The 49ers get healthy. They're getting healthy again. They won't have Richard Sherman for 2 weeks. Then he's going to be ready for when they go play in Seattle. The 49ers are probably the most stacked team as far as depth is concerned, just besides the Saints in the NFC. I'm not going to knock the Packers. They're struggling, though. I'm not knocking the Saints. But their defense is good up front, but not, you know, in the backfield, it's still a little suspect, even though they picked the Marshawn Lattimore and Eli Apple are playing well. You have to take a look at the fact is that the Dallas Cowboys cannot even, they struggle against the teams like the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Redskins. And we win, but they struggle. But when you lose to the New York Football Jets, a team that is almost like 3,000+ losses, there's a peak in the valley, and for some reason there was a peak that really just, for some reason, just was not, just not happening. One 800-333-7171. It's nationwide and then locally. That's 1-713-320-1650. You're listening From the Hoop. Coach with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna leave this, and boy, I'm ready to debate with my new co-host. This one of my new co-hosts is Teeler Hubbard on this one. Let's go to the NBA. And do you think the NBA is too much pulling for one LeBron James everywhere he goes? I'm looking for the silver lining of this, because there has to be a debate on this to where everywhere I go, I see LeBron James fans, and you guys were just cheering for the Knicks, who was 5-20 and tied with the Golden State Warriors for the second worst record in the league, or first worst record in the league. And they jump on the train of LeBron. Everywhere LeBron James goes, I mean, I know he's marketable, he's humanitarian, he's entertainment, he's doing everything. But I still think LeBron is at that time of where he's won MVPs, he's won 2 championships, he's won, you know, he's won a couple of other titles and a couple of awards. But I think the league has put so much emphasis on the LeBron effect. I think Kobe Bryant said it perfectly. He said that there is now a change in the trajectory of NBA basketball. LeBron James is, for some reason or other, he has done so much in the 20 years that he's been in the NFL. NBA, I'm sorry. Looks like he should be in the NFL, though. I'm just not really agreeing with what is going on with the guys that are being, they're being overlooked, like Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak. He could be in Golden State next year. We know what the Golden State Warriors are doing. They're playing bad, so when the two guys get healthy, the Golden State Warriors can actually pick up Greek Freak and trade one of those picks. your thoughts on, is NBA becoming too LeBron-like? Is it becoming too LeBron over-marketed? We know it's been in the Jordan era, it was the same thing. But it's being too over-marketed. Don't forget, tonight is NBA night on ESPN. The Lakers, speaking of LeBron James, he goes back to the place where he won a championship or two, Miami. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. They'll take on the Miami Heat. Then the doubleheader ends with the glove going to Minnesota. They'll take on the Clippers will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight on the second half of the doubleheader on ESPN as well. Games tonight in NBA, Houston, Orlando, New Orleans, Philadelphia, LA, the Lakers, Miami, Indiana, Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, at Chicago, Milwaukee, at Memphis, Golden State at Utah, like I said, Clippers in Minnesota, and New York at Sacramento tonight on the West Coast. The Minnesota Timberwolves have announced that they will probably look at probably taking on new ownership. There is a possibility that I know this sounds kind of strange, but there's a possibility that the new ownership could be Prince's little sister could be involved in the ownership of the Minnesota Timberwolves at the end of the season. As you know, some of the majority ownership was with the late Penny Marshall, former comedian. That's going to be interesting. Let's go to boxing. I'm going to be honest with you. This weekend, yes, a lot of people are waiting for this weekend. They're waiting for the Crawford fight on Saturday. But when you take a look at the Crawford fight, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a very good draw. And I really have never really seen. You know, but Terrence Crawford is supposed to take on Vasily Lomachenko, and that's going to be at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. Three fights, three statements to be made. You can see that on ESPN Plus. There with a actual charge. I don't know. I mean, you know, Terrence Crawford said he still has to have a lot to accomplish. We can only see, but that's going to be on ESPN. Ronda Rousey stepping herself back into the ring as well. And she has a UFC on UFC 245. She's actually going to be, Amanda Nunes will go up against Ronda Rousey in that fight. That is going to be this weekend. We'll see what happens on that one. This part of our show is brought to you by Optima Tax Relief. Optima Tax Relief, if you have problems with the IRS or you owe back taxes, go to Optima Tax Relief. Optima Tax Relief. We'll be right back right here on From the Hoop.
$10,000 or more to the IRS, there's good news. Recently, the IRS announced changes to its tax debt forgiveness program, which allows consumers more opportunity for tax relief than ever before. For those eligible, the IRS may accept a settlement of 75% less than before these changes. Here's the reality. The IRS can be brutal. They have the power to garnish your paychecks, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. We're Optima Tax Relief. And this is an actual case document from the IRS where our client settled $46,000 for just over $15,000. This client made the call to get their tax situation cleaned up, and now so can you. To help you qualify for the new IRS program guidelines, we'll give you a free copy of our step-by-step guide, which includes three things you should never say to the IRS. now more than ever, you owe it to yourself to call and see if you qualify. Call Optima Tax Relief today for your free guide and free consultation. Call 800-536-0587. That's 800-536-0587.
This is the Reverb Sports Network. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. KRBH FM 97.1 Houston. This is the Reverb Sports Network, KL Beach FM, 97.1 FM, Houston. You're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. Thank you for listening. This is From the Hoop right here on the Reverb Sports Network. 1-800-333-7171. And local or local hours, 713-320-1650. I'm just truly the coach, Michael Lewis, with you. It's Friday. That's all I can say. It's Friday. It's Friday. Hopefully your weekend is playing with something good to do. I'm gonna go back to and I'll go to the mailbox as well. We're gonna talk about why a lot of people are still in rage with me about the situation the Dallas Cowboys are not going to win the Super Bowl. I'll get to those comments in a second. If you started listening to us early in the 11 o'clock Central, 12 noon Eastern hour, we came out a little bit later because of the coverage of the Donald Trump impeachment hearings, which now one more vote is needed to get him out of office next week. So we may be on later. We'll let you know. Don't forget to join us in January, the show called Street and Sports with T. Lee Hubbard, myself, Greg Goods, and Lyric Walker. We will cover everything in sports. I mean everything. All the topics, all the news, all the topics you want us to cover, we will talk about it. Street and Sports coming in January. Let's check your local listings on the Rebirth Radio and Sports Network. If you're in Houston, I will be covering the XFL Houston Roughnecks minicamp tomorrow in Houston. Come join me out there in Houston at the TDECU Stadium tomorrow. I'll be out there covering and talking to some of the Houston Roughneck players, and also talking to David Walker, who's actually the owner and the general manager of the Houston Roughnecks, and talking to the owner of it also, Oliver Luck. Let's go into the mailbag. The mailbag for me, let's go through this. And I'll go quickly. Jenna, she is tweeting us from Dallas. JBall7. Coach, why don't you give the Cowboys some respect? Even though their record may show bad, they're actually doing very good. I still think they can make it to the Super Bowl and even beat your 49ers. Jenna, please. Remember, it is Friday. You can drink at home. Just don't drink too much. In any event, Robert, another Cowboys fan. He's tweeting us from Little Rock, Arkansas. Robert, RobG87. Coach, why don't you like the Dallas Cowboys? We know that Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott, they're going to explode in the playoffs. Robert, remember, you know who's coaching your football team, okay? Thanks. Yeah, I'll pay attention when Lincoln Riley comes aboard. let's go to a baseball question. Dana in our city in Houston, DB24. Coach, what are your feelings about Anthony Rendon signing with the Angels and not maybe with the Astros? I think it works for the Angels because the fact is Rendon would have gotten more of the money there than he would in Houston because Carlos Correa's contract, Jose Altuve's contract, and Alex Bregman's contract locks that in. The only person I could have seen that may not be in, that doesn't really have an extension yet put on the table is George Springer. He's due up this year as well as Correa. But it's a good question, though. Rendon's going to do a lot of things. So Anthony Rendon, 5 years, $236 million with the Angels yesterday. Ooh, yikes. 7 years, excuse me. Let's go to another one. Donnie, who's emailing me, who tweeted us from Salt Lake City. Coach, your thoughts on, and his handle is Donnie D. Sizzle 1. Coach, what are your thoughts on the Jazz? I think the Jazz are a great team. I think they're going to be 5, maybe 4 in the NBA Western Conference. I don't know if they're going to go far, but I think with Conley and Mitchell, and they stay healthy and Favors, and a big Frenchman down low, I think they could do some stuff. I just don't know if they can go past the Lakers. I don't know if they can go past the Rockets, but who knows. Also, let's one more is from Angel E. Angel E3 out of Houston. She says, Coach, your thoughts about the Rockets so far? I know you're not really a fan because your Warriors are not doing so well. How do you think they'll actually pair off against the Lakers? Thanks for the comment. But I just don't think that the Rockets will actually. They are contending. Yes, they have a good bench. They have some good pieces on their ball club. I just don't know if they're going to go that far in the Western Conference past the Lakers. I think the Lakers are just a little bit too much stronger for them. good comments. Your mailbag is well welcomed. It is from Da Hoop. From Da Hoop. It's from DA Hoop. From Da Hoop. And you can actually send your comments on Twitter there, or you can go to our Facebook page as well. Let's see. Let's do some side notes also. You know, Zach Ertz from the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, his wife Julie Ertz got the Sports Illustrated's Woman Athlete of the Year. She was on the USA Women's team and actually has been playing with the Philadelphia NWSL ball club as well. Ertz the Philadelphia tight end just right after, I think it was either before, the Eagles went on to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Also, Richard Sherman of the San Francisco 49ers will miss 2 weeks, so he'll miss the game against the Rams and also will miss the game against the Falcons this weekend, but he should be back to go up against his former team, the Seattle Seahawks, in Seattle in a critical game on the 29th. He's out with a quad strain in his hamstring, or with a strain in his hamstring. Also, the Dallas Cowboys have announced that Randall Cobb will be possibly put on IR, but he could be day-to-day because of a strain to a pull to his groin, but we won't know until the weekend. we're going to take a break for a sports break. When we come back from the sports break, you will be we'll cover some more of the NBA, and we'll cover more of the NFL this weekend. Your thoughts on the Clinton Portis situation, other NFL athletes scamming the NFL, and much, much more. And your phone calls to 1-800-333-7171 nationwide, 1-713-320-1650. You're listening to From the Hoop. Coast to coast, you're listening to From the Hoop right here on the Reverse Sports Network.